It wasn't too long ago that we were hunkered down in quarantine, dreaming of the moment we'd embark on the world again, hugging our loved ones and eating a meal at a restaurant. Oh, the joys of freedom, or so we thought. Yet here we are, 1 year later, feeling hesitant about taking off our masks. Yep, the same ones we fought about putting on. Deciding whether or not we should hug a friend or a family member. I mean, are they even vaccinated? And is it truly safe to go to a restaurant? Despite the joys of life returning to normal again, it also can raise stress and anxiety for many. So how do we return to life as we knew it? Or is it time to adapt to a new normal? Dr. Raman Bashnab, a board-certified psychiatrist on the medical staff at Southwest General, joins us today to discuss ways we can cope to life post-pandemic. This is Southwest General Health Talk. My name is Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Bashnab, it's really great to have you here today. This is a pretty big topic, and I don't expect you to have a perfect answer, but given everything that you've seen and potentially the patients that you've talked to and worked with, how would you describe what this new normal is becoming post-pandemic?
I think overall that people are mostly relieved, but there's a tremendous mix, you know, as you've described in your introduction, there's a broad spectrum. Like you said, many people are very nervous about coming back out and not having a mask or just coming out, period. But others are maybe a little overly zealous, just having been cooped up for so long, a little stir crazy, and now kind of letting our hair down and maybe overdoing the celebration and not being as careful as they ought to be. But overall, I would say that the tone I hear from patients coming into the office and the people that I interact outside of here is one of positivity. It's probably an exaggeration. I imagine the end of World War II, you know, the celebration. You know, I don't think this is on that scale, of course, but it's a kind of relief, but still getting used to coming out of high alert and hypervigilance and caution about everything.
Yeah. So just building on these mixed emotions a little bit, one of the things that I've noticed is that there seem to be two camps. One camp of people, I think, as you were alluding to, is just very carefree. They're not wearing masks and they've really returned to life as normal, like nothing is wrong. Then there's another camp that wears masks in an abundance of caution, especially given that there's this new Delta variant floating around, and they're both judging each other, you know? And it's hard because oftentimes these two camps of people are in the same family group or social circle. So how do you think about this dynamic between these two parties and how we can integrate in with each other in, from a place of understanding?
Wow, there's a lot there. I agree that, you know, well, I've seen the tension, and I would say I've experienced it. You know, I don't know if that's projected or real, but whether masked or unmasked, I think it's like with any change, even the change of going into the precautions that were, you know, recommended over a year ago. It's hard to adjust. You know, we're human beings. Any change is difficult for us, even when it's a change for the best. There's some natural resistance to it. How do we navigate that? With any challenge with the people that I work with, I tell them, you know, what's the next right thing for right now? Keep it simple, keep it small, take it slow. It's so easy to look too far out ahead and get lost. It's so natural for us to, you know, have regrets of the past and fears of the future, but the only place we exist is right now. So what's the next right thing for right now is really the best way for me to make choices and be present in the moment and do the next right thing for me, for myself and those that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, and I love that, the next right thing for right now. And I also think that there needs to be, or I guess this is my personal opinion, just like a little bit of empathy, regardless of what camp you're in. You know, I think even if you feel like the way that you are living your life, whether it's free or masked or more conservative, you know, you just have to understand that people are in different places and they're going through different things. And just to understand that all of us were affected during this pandemic, and just to understand that, you know, I think it's going to take some people a little bit longer, or, you know, the people that are more free that, you know, there's a reason that they feel that way and they feel comfortable in doing so. So that empathy piece of it, I think, is also important, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You know, acceptance of differences of opinion, acceptance of differences of whatever it is. You know, we are individuals. We have different backgrounds, we have different strengths and weaknesses, different fears and insecurities, and yes, we're going to do best when we're accepting of those differences among one another. We're made better by the diversity, right? Everything is improved by the broadening of our ideas, not the constricting and narrowing of them.
Absolutely. So, you know, I want to focus a little bit more on people that are a little bit more on the conservative side, because returning back to normal life seems to be very easy for the people who, you know, are just already more liberal about it. They're already going out there. For the people that, you know, are just being mindful of the new variants that are out there, or they have loved ones that are at risk, how should they think about returning back to normal lives? Is it safe to start going out to restaurants again? How should they start to operate?
Well, I think there's a lot that's dependent upon. So if people have risk factors, the risk factors that, you know, we identified early on, whether those are respiratory or otherwise, then I think it's prudent for them to be more careful and cautious. If they are worried, then respond to that and you know, use your mask when you're out in public. Continue to social distance to a level that's comfortable for you. I don't think it's important to be hunkered down like we were. I think there's going to be some people that are overly anxious, and the isolation will need to be overcome. Isolation leads to more isolation. Avoidance leads to more avoidance. So I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, why am I avoiding this? Is it fear or is it wisdom? You know, am I being misled by my fear or am I being guided by wisdom? If it's fear, you know, I really got to take a second look at that and maybe talk to some other people about it so that it doesn't lock me down and keep me within this comfort zone that is merely going to slowly shrink in on me. You know, mm-hmm. Staying within my comfort zone is not the right answer. So it's not just, you know, wait till you're comfortable and then start to venture out. No, you know, ask yourself, is this a wise choice for me right now, or am I doing this because of fear? If it's fear, then I need to bounce it off of somebody else and reconsider my position, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Basham, I love these kind of little snippets of wisdom that you have here, you know, operating out of fear or wisdom, because with that simple framework, you can really self-reflect and say, like, why do I feel this way? Is this fear based in something that is truly real? And if I need to talk about it with someone, then that's at my disposal, whether it be my friends or my family or someone professional. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So as these more isolated people start to reintegrate themselves, they'll typically do it with family or very close friends. And oftentimes, you're going to have a mix of vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And so that's obviously a little bit anxiety-inducing to try to think about a get-together. So how should people that tend to be a little bit more conservative approach that?
Well, I think it's important to be honest ahead of time. You know, if there's a lot of concern, voice that before the get-together, what you're comfortable with, what your expectations are up front, saying, you know, hey, I'm not comfortable with my father-in-law going because of his COPD or because of his history of cardiovascular disease or diabetes or pneumonia, or maybe it's for my own concern, but usually I often find people that are more concerned about somebody else they think is at risk in the family. But you know, voice that to the people that are there and say, hey, if we get together, this is what I think we need to do because of these concerns. I think we need to social distance. I think we need to wear masks because I know that is not vaccinated, but our dad is at risk because of these things that I'm concerned about. You know, just being honest with the concerns up front and coming to an agreement with some expectations and parameters to make it comfortable for everybody, to make it doable for everybody.
Yeah. And I think this kind of leads to or is related to what we were just talking about. Sometimes it's a fine line around whether you're operating in fear or wisdom. But if you have taken the time to really think through why, for example, you might want to be a little bit on the safer side and mask and social distance or potentially not see someone because there are people at risk, then you need to vocalize that and stand up for that because, you know, that is ultimately what's going to make you feel the most comfortable. And it really doesn't matter what other people say. Isn't that right, Dr. Basham?
Absolutely. We have to assert healthy boundaries for ourselves.
Yeah. So just talking about maybe some of the other things that you've seen as we start to come out of this pandemic, What are some other things that you've noticed maybe there are patterns of and that people should be aware of?
It's not uncommon for the winter to be a difficult time for more people. But this past winter, it really was far more intense in terms of destabilization and crisis. You know, it was just case after case was more acute, even in the outpatient setting. And it lasted longer. That winter doldrum phenomenon lasted longer, and it was really because of COVID. What I'm seeing now is some mostly relief, but then some caution and some trepidation. What if people aren't vaccinated? Should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Do I have to worry about these variants? Do I not have to worry about these variants? Is there going to be a resurgence of things in the fall? Just a lot of what ifs, and what ifs are always, there's no end. There's no end to those rabbit trails, so I have to bring myself back to the present. Like I said before, what's the next right thing for right now? In terms of patterns that I'm seeing, it's scattershot, like I just described. It is very much a mix. And you do have a lot of people on one end of the spectrum or the other and everything in between. I don't see anything that's really alarming or concerning to me. I just think people are shyly coming out of, a long stretch of fear and concern, and it's going to just take time to feel comfortable again.
Yeah, and to that point, I think just also giving ourselves a little bit of grace and understanding that if we are feeling anxiety or stressed, there's a very good reason. We have been in a pandemic for, over a year. So as we start to come out of it, it's very natural to feel hesitant and a little scared. So I think that grace component is also important, right?
Absolutely. Be patient with ourselves. Be patient with the process of adjusting to the end of this.
So just as we close here, Dr. Bashnab, do you have any advice around, for example, activities or routines that people can start implementing in their lives as we get to this new normal that might help them get over some of the fears and stressors that we've discussed today?
Well, I would say it's the same kinds of things that would be healthy at any time. As human beings, we are mind, body, and spirit. Am I doing things to stay healthy in all three of those realms, all three aspects of self? Am I exercising regularly? Am I hydrating well? Am I giving myself appropriate nutrition? Am I getting healthy sleep and on a regular schedule? Am I, avoiding substances that deplete me from functioning well throughout my day or get in the way of being healthy? Am I connecting with others socially? Am I participating in a regular spiritual process for myself, whatever that needs to be for me, prayer, meditation, groups, churches? Am I doing the things that are meaningful to me physically, emotionally, and spiritually?
Dr. Bashnab, I think that is the perfect place to end. Thank you so much for your time and your advice today. Is there anything else that you would like to leave our audience with?
Keep it simple, take it slow, and keep it small. Baby steps, bite-sized pieces, one day at a time.
One day at a time, and focus on the right thing for right now. Love it. Dr. Bashnab, really appreciate your time again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Prakash.
That's Dr. Raman Bashnab, a board-certified psychiatrist on the medical staff at Southwest General Health Center. To learn more about Southwest General's Oakview Behavioral Health Services, call 440-816-8200 or visit swgeneral.com. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Please share it on your social channels and check out our full podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks so much again, and we'll talk next time.